here or coming from different parts of the world. For this occasion, to show our love and sincerity to this family, great family. Imagine that everyone coming from a different background, a different culture, and they are coming and reuniting together, like a reunion, family reunion. They are all coming for one event, for something that is sacred for them, holy for them, which is a sacred marriage between two people, a groom and a bride and a groom. And everyone is happy. Not we are not coming and traveling all these distances to come and eat food here. But if it is given to us, we'll eat it, no problem. They are generous, we eat. And if they fill us with gifts, we take gifts also. But the most important, this will give us an idea about that this whole universe, I don't want to speak sciences as I spoke yesterday because I am limited to 10 minutes. This whole universe that it is in front of us, that we can look at it and we feel sorrow that we are not able to hold it in our hand. Look at the moon, look at the star, cannot hold them in our hands, cannot see them well. Because I think our hands is not big enough. We need big hands. But it's all these philosophers that came through this universe, all these people, intelligent people, all of them, they're looking for one issue that is in common. No one can say, no, I'm not. Those who believe in God, those who don't believe in God, people that believe in a creator, people that they don't believe in a creator, still, both of these two types, because this is the two types, either you accept a creator or you don't accept. You say it's by itself. Whatever it is, everyone wrote thousands and thousands and millions of books that filling universities, libraries, and shops, bookstores. Go on the shelf, you find thousands of books. All of them, they are trying to understand and to reach a reality. They want to find something that they don't know. And as much as they find, still there is something they don't know. Wherever you are growing up in intelligence or technology, still there are a lot to come that we don't know. So all of us, we are focused on one issue, wish to find ourselves. How you can know yourself? What are the ways to know the self? To know the secret that is still today we cannot find it. Secret of creation, secret of this life. How this sperm and this egg come together and they give a life? There is one Islamic tradition from Prophet, peace be upon him. He said, يَفْنَى ابْنُ آدَمْ إِلَّا عُجْبُ الذَّنَبِ. That the whole human body, human being, will disintegrate, annihilate completely.
Before?
I have to read my book, Armageddon book. Approach of Armageddon.
I seen it.
So the whole money disappeared. He said, except a small bone in the body, rare to see it, it's very small, it's the coccyx. It doesn't disintegrate, it's there, always. And this is a prediction from 1400 years of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as Jesus made lot of predictions, as he made lot of bringing back dead people from their graves, as Moses made lot of predictions, as Moses gave lot of explanation that till today we are in need for it and we have to accept it and believe within it, as also with Jesus, also with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we are focusing on this issue because the time is short. That the coccyx never disintegrate, never disappear. People who are, whatever they believe or they don't believe, they were, doesn't mean anything to them. They open a grave, they after 10, 15 years, they find their body gone. But they don't search. They don't search to this bone, small bone, in the back of the body, of the skeleton. So, recently, some scientists were reading this saying of Prophet, this, what he said. He said, how 1400 years someone can say the whole body goes except that piece doesn't go? The whole body goes. I want to check scientifically. They went and they searched and they took two bones. One bone from someone who died recently, like 1 month from the grave. They took his coccyx out. And one in a grave that's many, many, many years gone, they opened, they searching, and they found that small bone still there. And they took these two bones to the lab. One, this one that it is from the one who that died recently, this one from the one who died long time ago. They crushed it completely under high pressure to make it a powder. Completely a powder. And then they took from that powder, they checked, they saw that the life still in it, there is living species, not died, didn't die. With this high pressure that they put, broke the bone and crushed it completely to see if it disappeared, the bone gone, there is only powder now. And they still finding that a living species inside of that body, never dead. They took the one that he died long time ago, and they did the same thing. Still that species, that cell is living there, still living. They took another two bones from a similar situation, and they cremated them. They put them into fire, 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit or centigrade, 5,000 degrees centigrade and higher, and they burned them, completely burning them to ashes. They took these ashes, they test them, they found that it is selenium. Today when they found some bones old, they want to see how many years they check, and they test the DNA in that bones. Allah showing them, 1400 years ago, someone came and said, this is happening. He was able to see it 1400 years ago. There was no microscope, there was no technology, there was no laboratories, there was nothing in a desert. He said, you are going, this is happening. The body did disintegrate completely, except the coccyx. Still, there will be a cell living. Well, I want to say that the greatness of these scientists today and those philosophers and everyone is trying to find the secret of creation, the reality. That's what it is. The reality. Why we are here? Why we are not on a different planet? Why on earth? Who made these trees? Who made this water? Who made this this life? Why not on Jupiter? Why not on Venus? Why not on Pluto? Why not on the moon? Why not on the sun? You cannot live. Why on this small tiny earth? It's a big question to open our minds that there is someone behind that. Like some people came to one of the companion of Prophet, peace be upon him, Sayyidina Ali Khalifatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came to him and they said, there is no existence of God. Okay, I give you answer at the ocean, at the sea, come with me. He took them to the sea. They said, where is your answer? He said, wait until that boat arrives here, because I'm wondering. And this boat, I'm looking, since we arrived to the sea here, I've been distracted. Why you are distracted? He said, because I'm looking at this boat and I'm seeing how this boat is sailing by itself and coming to the shore. He said, no, there must be someone who's sailing itself. I don't believe, I'm not seeing anyone. They didn't have at that time a telescope. I'm not seeing, they're coming by itself here to the seashore. We'll wait, I'll give you answer after. Now let us wait this boat. And this boat arrived. And the captain came out, the fisherman came out with his harbor. And they said, oh, we thought we beat you. We beat you up. There is someone in the boat. You said there is nothing in the boat. How you say you are a wise person and you say there is no one in the boat? There is two people bringing the boat here, or else the boat will not come here. He said, if I'm stupid, I'm accepting that, no problem, because in spirituality you have to be tolerant and acceptable. To accept, not only to be tolerate people only. Tolerate people only, it's not enough. You tolerate them and accept them. Bring them to you. Love them. Make them happy. Say, I'm stupid, no problem. But I'm thinking, if this boat needed two people to sail it here, and this universe, we are not accepting one even. Is it possible that this universe by itself, there is no creator for it? There is no one that found it? There is no one that put it together? You want to build a building, you put a blueprint. This universe doesn't need a blueprint. Who is, if we speak physics, we never end now, quantum physics. Who put all these planets stable in their places? Force from here and force from here, opposite forces keeping them still. If one of these forces from both sides disappears, the planet falls down. Who's doing that? They said came from Big Bang. Okay, Big Bang happened. Let's say Big Bang happened, which we are not saying no. Big Bang happened. But when this big explosion happened, why these stars and these planets are still in their places, very symmetrical, very well organized, not one hitting the other? Let's think about that, and we leave it to him. May God bless you all and forgive us all. So we are united here for this event, and then I have to, I have to end it. And also, one day we are going to be united when all our souls will be in the presence of our Creator. We are going to be together. Because God said in His Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. O human being, we have created you from male and female. We made you nations and tribes to know each other. We know each other here. We know each other in the realm of spirituality and realm of the soul. So when they unite together and they have their brain. May God bless us with a good reunion in the day of judgment. In the day of when He calls us back. When we will be coming back. We are going to go leaving this world, going to another world. And that we need to be together as we are together here. Thank you very much. May God bless you. MashaAllah, you are everywhere. I like an angel, one time here, one time there, one time there.